Back when I was barely 7 or 8, they loaded us all in a big yellow bus and took us somewhere in New York State to learn about how things used to was. And the first thing we saw as we entered the hall, 67 feet long, 23 feet tall, it was a Toronto Star or something like that. Bunch of old bones looking hungry and mean. A Toronto Star or something like that was the scariest thing I'd ever seen. I'm telling you, Doctor, I'm having these dreams just about every night, I guess. And my wife has been complaining about my screams. I put it to you straight, Doc, I'm a mess, 'cause the first thing I see when I finally fall asleep, climbing up out of the ooze and giving me the creeps, is a Toronto Star or something like that from a painted prehistoric scene. Toronto Star or something like that now is part of my every night routine. Oh, doctor, analyze me, probe my psyche, hypnotize me. If that don't work, then give me pills. I'm the one who's paying the bills. And it's a Toronto Star, but it represents my inability to perform in bed, my irrational fear of current events, all the other stuff inside my head. A Toronto Star, but it looks just like my boss's new boss, my neighbor's cat, my daughter's slimy new boyfriend, Mike. A Toronto Star, or something like that. A Toronto Star, or something like that. A Toronto Star, or something like that.